So first of all, there are three states of consciousness which every person experiences every day, and they are generally associated with the gross, subtle, and causal realms of being. And they are called waking consciousness, dream consciousness, and deep sleep consciousness. So in our waking state, we are associated with the causal, the gross body, the physical body, the physical material body, and the physical material world. And so our sense of self, our ego, is associated with the physical body. And that's the waking state that we experience every day as we are doing our business, going about the day. When we sleep, we also have dreams. And in the dreams, there is an ego. There is a someone having the dream. There is a separate sense of self. But that separate sense of self is associated with the dream body, with whoever is the character in the dream. Now, when we are dreaming, we are not identified with the gross physical level of reality. We're identified with the subtle level, the level of more subtle emotional energies that make up the dream world. Now, also while we sleep, we go through periods of deep sleep. And in deep sleep, there is no sense of self. There's no ego. We are, generally speaking, unaware in any normal sense of ourselves when we're in the deep sleep state. And that's associated with the causal realm, the most primary, fundamental level of existence. So every day we experience three states. We experience waking state all day long as we go about our business. We experience the dream state when we're asleep and we're in dreams. And we experience deep sleep, even if we never remember it. We certainly are having that experience. Whatever we are is having the experience, even if there's no awareness of it per se and no memory of it. And then there is Turiya. Turiya simply means the fourth state. Turiya is often associated with the witness. And what Turiya is, it's the awareness behind all three of those states, which is aware through all of those states. Turiya is ultimately what is aware through the waking state. Turiya is ultimately what is aware through dreams. And Turiya continues to be there in deep sleep. Now, we've been speaking about the movement from practice to attainment. So we've been speaking about when you're doing this self-inquiry practice, this who am I practice, initially you are having to make effort to work against your habit of having your awareness on an object. And every time you find yourself aware of some object, you turn your awareness back on its source, and you keep doing that until you develop a habit of resting your awareness on its own source. And in Ramana's terminology, you have then reached the point of attainment. You've attained a state of a habit of resting on your own source. But there's a further stage, which is realization. And realization is distinctly different from developing the habit of resting in your own source. Because from that place of habit, we can find ourselves slipping into the deeper awareness of Turiya, the awareness that is there through all states, the true witness behind it all. Now, I think I want to take just a moment here to read from Ramana's book. And once again, I will post the short pieces that I read during the class in the comment section for you later. So Ramana says, Turiya means that which is the fourth. The experiencers of the three stages of waking, dreaming, and deep sleep, known as Visva, Taijasa, and Prajna, who wander successively in these three states, are not the self. It is with the object of making this clear, namely that the self is that which is different from them, and which is the witness of these states, that is called the fourth. So there are these three states of consciousness, but the self is not those, is not any of those states. The self, again, to use Ramana's words, the self is that which is different from these states, from them, and which is the witness of these states. That is called the fourth, Turiya. Now, this experience of Turiya is not something that one can, through an act of will, put oneself in. The attainment of a new habit of resting your awareness on the source is something which one can attain. It is an attainment, which means it happens through our own effort, through the diligent, relentless effort of our practice. We can build that habit. And we can come to the place where we naturally rest with our attention on its own source. But this deeper experience of slipping into the fourth consciousness, the witness which is aware through all the other three but is not those three, that is not something you can do through an act of will. That is grace. That just happens. It's not an attainment. It's a realization. It's a matter of grace and a matter of karma. And now I want to very briefly relate to you an experience that I have had that is the source of my, a big part of the source of my recognition of the truth that Ramana is speaking. Some of you may have heard this, so I will relay it quickly. But it was on a retreat when I was very, very sleepy and I was struggling desperately to stay awake in a way that was very unpleasant. Being very sleepy in meditation and struggling to stay awake is a very unpleasant experience. And I was having a particularly strong version of that unpleasantness on this particular retreat in this particular meditation. And as I was struggling against all these symptoms of being sleepy, the headachy mind and the burning eyes and the achy muscles, the drowsiness. As I was struggling against all those, I suddenly realized that I wasn't really sleepy. And in that instant, I realized that I was completely awake. I was just awake of the symptoms of a tired body, but I was completely awake to those symptoms. There was no grogginess at all in my awareness. I was aware of grogginess, but the place that was aware was completely awake. And that movement in which, you know, based on this thought, I'm not really sleepy, there was a shift into a deeper consciousness which was completely awake of a very tired body. And it was clear and obvious to me that that deeper place in consciousness was exactly where I was always awake from, always aware from. And what occurred over the next few days was that when I went to sleep at night, my body would fall asleep, but I would remain completely awake. And then dreams would appear, and I would be aware of the dreams. I would be aware of being a character in the dreams, but I would also be completely awake and aware of the fact that I was dreaming. And then when the dreams went away and there was just nothing, I would be completely awake and aware of the fact that I was now in just deep, dreamless sleep. So I was resting in the awareness that is the witness of all the other three states, but is not those. And I found myself in that position for the next three nights, 3 days and nights. And I can honestly say it was one of the most profoundly transformative and liberating experiences of my time, of my life, because I realized that this awareness that is always aware is who I really am, and that it literally is always aware, that there is no way to turn it off. There's no way to even turn it down. It just is aware and awake always. It's aware during the day in the waking state, but it is not the same thing as the waking state. It is what is aware through the waking state. It's aware in dreams through the dream state, and it's aware even in deep sleep when my ego has no idea about what's happening. And I became completely convinced that that is who I was before this body was even born, and it will be who I am when this body drops and ceases to function. And in some very profound way, my existential fear of death just dissolved, because I realized that the awareness that I truly am has no beginning and no end. It was there before this body was alive. It will be there when this body is gone, and there is no death to worry about.